Madhava Kanya Vihari.
Thank you.
Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Kacharya Stotra Sattasri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Kijaya. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijaya. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Kacharya Astotra Sattasri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Kijaya. Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda Kijaya. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijaya. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Kijaya. Vrindavan Dham Kijaya, Navadvip Dham Kijaya, Jamuna Mai Kijaya, Ganga Mai Kijaya, Tulsi Devi Kijaya, Bhakti Devi Kijaya, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya, Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada.
If everyone could please move up and move away from the door so people can come in, just move up closer.
Come closer.
All right, doesn't bite it.
So we welcome you to the all auspicious, all blissful celebration of Sri Ram Navami, the appearance day of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra. We shall read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations, Text 23. Asmat prasada sumukha kalaya kalesha Ikshvaku vamsa avatirya guror nideshe Tishtan vanam sadaitanuja avivesha Yasmin virudya dashakandara artim archat. Please repeat. Asmat.
Asmat.
Unto us.
Unto us.
Beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant.
Beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant.
Prasada.
Prasada.
Causeless mercy.
Causeless mercy.
Sumukha.
Sumukha.
So inclined.
So inclined.
Kalaya.
Kalaya.
With his plenary extensions.
With his plenary extensions.
Kalesha.
Kalesha.
The Lord of all potencies.
The Lord of all potencies.
Ikshvaku.
Ikshvaku.
Maharaj Ikshvaku.
Maharaj Ikshvaku.
In the dynasty of the sun.
In the dynasty of the sun.
Vamshe.
Vamshe.
Family.
Family.
Avatirya.
Avatirya.
By descending in.
By descending in.
Guru.
Guru.
Of the Father or Spiritual Master.
Of the Father or the Spiritual Master.
Nideshe.
Nideshe.
Under the order of.
Under the order of.
Tishtan.
Tishtan.
being situated in,
being situated in,
vanam,
vanam,
in the forest,
in the forest,
sadaita anuja,
sadaita anuja,
along with his wife and younger brother,
along with his wife and younger brother,
avivesha,
avivesha,
entered,
entered,
yasmin,
yasmin,
unto whom,
unto whom,
virudya,
virudya,
being rebellious,
being rebellious,
dashakandara,
dashakandara,
Ravana,
Ravana,
who had 10 heads,
who had 10 heads,
Artim,
Artim,
great distress,
great distress,
Archat,
Archat,
achieved,
achieved.
Translation. Due to his causeless mercy upon all living entities within the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his plenary extensions, appeared in the family of Maharaj Ikshvaku as the Lord of his internal potency, Sita. Under the order of his father, Maharaj Dasharath, he entered the forest and lived there for considerable years with his wife and younger brother. Ravana, who was very materially powerful, with 10 heads on his shoulders, committed a great offense against him and was thus ultimately vanquished. Please repeat. Due to his causeless mercy,
due to his causeless mercy,
upon all living entities,
upon all living entities,
within the universe,
within the universe,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
along with his plenary extensions,
along with his plenary extensions,
appeared in the family of Maharaj Ikshvaku,
appeared in the family of Maharaj Ikshvaku,
as the Lord of his internal potency,
as the Lord of his internal potency,
Sita.
Sita.
Under the order of his father,
under the order of his father,
Maharaj Dasarath,
Maharaj Dasarath,
he entered the forest,
he entered the forest,
and lived there for considerable years,
and lived there for considerable years,
with his wife and younger brother,
with his wife and younger brother,
Ravana,
Ravana,
who was very materially powerful,
who was very materially powerful,
with 10 heads on his shoulders,
with 10 heads on his shoulders,
committed a great offense against him,
committed a great offense against him,
and was thus ultimately vanquished.
And was thus ultimately vanquished.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Rama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his brothers, namely Bharat, Lakshman, and Shatrughna, are his plenary expansions. All four brothers are Vishnu Tattva and were never ordinary human beings. There are many unscrupulous and ignorant commentators on Ramayana who present the younger brothers of Lord Ramachandra as ordinary living entities. But here in Srimad Bhagavatam, the most authentic scripture on the science of Godhead, it is clearly stated that his brothers for his plenary expansions. Originally, Lord Ramachandra is the incarnation of Vasudev. Lakshman is the incarnation of Shankarshan. Bharat is the incarnation of Pradyumna. And Shatrughna is the incarnation of Aniruddha. Expansions of the personality of Godhead. Lakshmi Ji Sita is the internal potency of the Lord and is neither an ordinary woman nor the external potency incarnation of Durga. Durga is the external potency of the Lord, and she is associated with Lord Shiva. So the science of God is explained primarily in Srimad Bhagavatam, and it has been elaborated in many books, especially by the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the most important scriptures was discovered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India, called Sri Brahma Samhita. And the Brahma Samhita was written by or composed by Lord Brahma, the first created being within the universe, and the secondary creator of the universe. So the Brahma Samhita explains that just as one candle can light a second candle, the second candle can light a third candle, and the third candle can light a fourth candle, and they all have the same candle power, but still there is one original candle. So the original personality of Godhead is Krishna, and he expands himself into many plenary portions, and they are all equal to Krishna, but still Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Ramadi Murti Shut Kala Niyamena Tishtandat. Rama and others are plenary portions of Krishna. Now, just as all of the Vishnu Tattva, that means the Lord, just as all the Vishnu Tattvas are expanded from Krishna, all of the Shakti Tattvas, the energies of the Lord, are expanded from Srimati Radharani. So just as Lord Rama is an expansion of Krishna, so Sita Devi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the Maha Mantra, Hari Rama can be taken as Sita Rama. So Rama is included in the Maha Mantra. The name Rama is included. But even otherwise, Rama is included within Krishna. It is stated in authoritative scriptures that 1,000 names of Vishnu is equal to 3 names of Rama. And 3 names of Rama are equal to 1 name of Krishna. So when we say Hare Krishna, it is as good as saying the holy name of Rama 3 times, just by saying Hare Krishna. And devotees also chant the name of Rama along with the name of Krishna, as we find in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna is there along with Hare Rama. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also sang Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. So he chanted the holy name of Krishna and the holy name of Rama together. Now, why does Krishna descend into the material world? Why does Lord Rama descend in the material world? As stated in the verse, Asmat Prasada Sumukha, to give mercy to all the living entities within the universe. And Srila Prabhupada continues in the purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4:7, the Lord appears when there are discrepancies in the discharge of factual religion. Lord Ramachandra also appeared under the same circumstances, accompanied by his brothers, who are expansions of the Lord's internal potency, and by Lakshmi Ji Sita Devi. So, Paritranaya Saduna Vina Shaya Chiduskritam. The Lord appears to deliver the devotees and to vanquish the miscreants, Dharma Samstapanathaya, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. Sambhavami yuge yuge. The Lord appears for those purposes in every millennium, which also indicates that he appears in Kali Yuga. Yuge yuge. He also appears in Kali Yuga. And in Kali Yuga, he appears as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Now, we are learning about God and his incarnations from authentic scriptures. And that is the way to know. It is not that anyone can just claim to be God. In fact, in Kali Yuga, anyone who claims to be God is not God. Because there, one of Krishna's names is Triyuga. Triyuga means that he appears only in 3 ages: Satva Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga. But he does appear in Kali Yuga, but as a Channa avatar, as a concealed incarnation. He doesn't assert himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead as in previous ages, but he appears in a covered form as a devotee. But he is Krishna. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishna. He is Krishna. But playing the part of a devotee to teach us how to be devotees. And his primary activities were chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And preaching the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore the present Krishna consciousness movement that was brought to the West by Srila Prabhupada and established in the West is based on the same two principles, chanting the holy names and speaking the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Srila Prabhupada continues, Lord Ramachandra was ordered by his father Maharaj Dasarath to leave home for the forest under awkward circumstances, and the Lord, as the ideal son of his father, carried out the order even on the occasion of his being declared the king of Ayodhya. So the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra are filled with ideal examples. Maharaj Dasarath was ideal king, and Lord Ramachandra was ideal son, ideal husband, ideal brother, and also later, ideal king. And all of Lord Ramachandra's immediate associates, such as Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, and Sita Devi, they also were exemplary in every respect. And so we can learn from them. So when Maharaj Dasarath to keep his word banished Lord Ramachandra to the forest, Lord Rama immediately agreed. And thus he lived for many years in the forest with Sita Devi and Lakshman. And their pastimes in the forest are very sweet. Just as Krishna enjoyed pastimes in Vrindavan and Mathura and Dwarka, but his pastimes in Vrindavan are considered the most sweet. So similarly, Lord Ramachandra, although he was the king of Ayodhya, but his pastimes in the forest are considered the most sweet. And he was relishing that simple life in the forest. So sometimes we cannot ascertain what is really best for us. We may have our ideas, but we do not really know what is best for us. Sometimes something that appears to be a reversal, something that goes against what we wanted, can turn out to be a great boon. So Ram and Sita were enjoying a simple life in the forest, serving the sages. But then something else happened. Yes, so Lord Ramachandra was ordered by his father, Maharaj Dasarath, to leave home for the forest under awkward circumstances. And the Lord, as the ideal son of his father, carried out the order, even on the occasion of his being declared the king of Ayodhya. One of his younger brothers, Lakshmanji, desired to go with him, and so also his eternal wife, Sitaji, desired to go with him. Actually, everyone wanted to go with him. And Lord Ramachandra had to tell them that if you all come with me, what will happen to Ayodhya? Ayodhya will become vacant. So finally he settled on only two associates, Lakshman and Sita Devi. The Lord agreed to both of them, and all together they entered the Dandakaranya forest to live there for 14 years. Now, when we were discussing Lord Ramachandra in the morning, one devotee asked about the connection between Lord Ramachandra and Krishna as he is worshipped by the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, translated by Srila Prabhupada as a summary study, as the Nectar of Devotion, recounts the history of some sages who were living in the Dandakaranya forest, and they were actually devotees of Krishna, Gopal. And they, this is a little confidential, but internally they had the mood of serving Krishna in Madhurya Ras. That means conjugal relationship. Just as there are five primary relationships in the material world, those relationships are actually reflections of the primary relationships in the spiritual world. So there's Shantaras, which is passive adoration. There's Dasyaras, which is active service. There's Sakyaras, friendship. Vatsalyaras, parenthood. And then Madhuryaras, the relationship of a spouse or paramour. So these sages had that aspiration to serve Krishna in Madhurya Ras. And when Lord Ramachandra came near them in the Dandakaranya, they felt attracted to him. This is all spiritual. And Lord Ramachandra could understand their desire. And so he blessed them that when he came in Dwapara Yuga as Krishna, he would fulfill their desires. And so these sages, they became gopis during Krishna's pastimes. There are different categories of gopis. Some are Nitya Siddha, eternal associates, and some are Sadhana Siddha, those who have attained perfection by spiritual practices. And then there are some special categories. And one of the special categories is the Rishi Chari Gopis. Those are the rishis, the sages, in the forest of Dandaka, who were blessed by Lord Ramachandra. So the Lord agreed to both of them, and all together they entered the Dandakaranya forest to live there for 14 years. During their stay in the forest, there was some quarrel between Ramachandra and Ravana, and the latter kidnapped the Lord's wife, Sita. The quarrel ended in the vanquishing of the greatly powerful Ravana, along with all his kingdom and family. Sita is Lakshmiji, or the goddess of fortune, and she is never to be enjoyed by any living being. She is meant for being worshipped by the living being along with her husband, Sri Ramachandra. A materialistic man like Ravana does not understand this great truth, but on the contrary, he wants to snatch Sita Devi from the custody of Rama. And thus he incurs great miseries. The materialists, who are after opulence and material prosperity, how many of you in this room are after opulence and material prosperity? How many are not after opulence and material prosperity? The materialists, of course, spiritualists can also, but the materialists who are after opulence and material prosperity may take lessons from the Ramayana that the policy of exploiting the nature of the Lord without acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord is the policy of Ravana. Or as Srila Prabhupada used to quote, people want the kingdom of God without God, but it doesn't work. Ravana was very advanced materially, so much so that he turned his kingdom, Lanka, into pure gold or full material wealth. But because he did not recognize the supremacy of Lord Ramachandra and defied him by stealing his wife, Sita, Ravana was killed, and all his opulence and power were destroyed. So this is an important lesson for us, that whatever we acquire without the sanction of the Lord will be lost in due course. But opulence that is received by the mercy of the Lord will never be lost. In the case of Ravana, he became lusty to enjoy Sita, who was the property of Rama. And he dared to snatch her away from Rama. But the result was that Rama, along with his entire dynasty and kingdom, were destroyed. So in the same way, if we try to enjoy the property of God without God, we will also be vanquished sooner or later. Once Srila Prabhupada compared the Western countries to Ravana, who were in possession of Sita, or the goddess of fortune, or Lakshmi. And he said that just as Lord Ramachandra crossed the ocean to get back Sita, so Srila Prabhupada said, similarly, he also crossed the ocean. And just as Lord Ramachandra was assisted by so many monkeys, he was assisted by us. But the idea was to get back Lakshmi or Sita from Ravana and reunite her with Rama. Or in other words, he wanted to get the wealth that was being hoarded by the Ravana-like people in the West, and engage the West, the wealth, in the service of Lord Rama or Krishna consciousness. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the blind man and the lame man, that a blind man may be very strong physically, but because he's blind, he can't go anywhere. And a lame man or a crippled person, he may have very good eyesight, but he also can't go anywhere because he's crippled. But if the blind man, who's physically strong, takes the lame man, who has good eyesight, on his shoulders, together they can make progress, they can go forward, they can reach their destination. So Srila Prabhupada said that the Western countries were like the blind man. They were materially strong, but spiritually blind. And India, at that time, was, of course, it had the spiritual vision of the Vedas, but after so many centuries of foreign exploitation, it was materially poor. So Srila Prabhupada's idea was that if the American wealth and the Indian culture combined together, then both India and America could go forward. And that strategy actually worked. So if we engage Lakshmi in the service of Narayan, she will be happy and her husband Narayan will be happy and we will be happy. But if we try to enjoy Lakshmi for ourselves without Narayan, then we will be punished and vanquished. Then Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport. Lord Ramachandra is a full incarnation with six opulences in full. And he is therefore mentioned in this verse as Kalesha, or master of all opulence. So again, there is no difference between Rama and Krishna. They are both the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But according to one's individual taste, one may want to serve Krishna or one may want to serve Rama. But here we worship the Krishnamurti, not the Ramamurti, but Rama is included in Krishna, and so we're also worshiping Rama. So, Hare Krishna. You have just arrived. Is this your first visit here? Okay. I see. All right. Well, welcome. So now, do any of you have any questions or comments? Yes, Chaitanya Chandra.
Despite the evidence in the Vedic scriptures despite the evidence in the Vedic scriptures about the Supreme Personality of Godhead
coming.
Sorry.
Too loud. Turn it down, please. Thank you. No more. Despite that, still being the back,
sorry.
It was a wonderful point. I very much appreciate that. I hadn't heard it before, the way you put it, that anybody who comes in Kali Yuga and says their God isn't God, because it only appears in three Yugas. That was very wonderful. I hadn't heard it put like that before. But despite that, millions of people accept certain people as God. So, even despite the Lord's establishment of His principle and Himself and the towns and all this evidence, you see how it goes into Bhagavan, He. See it all, Chandra Bhagavan, He. So, despite the divine appearance of the Lord, there's still people who accept other people as God. Why is that?
Well, it really is a matter of sincerity. Or fortune. But we can learn who is God or an incarnation of God from scripture, sadhu, shastra, guru, vakya, and we will not be misled. But in Kali Yuga, in the present age, people are unfortunate. Most people in the present age are not at all interested in spiritual life. And even if someone happens to be interested in spiritual life, he may be misled. But it's most of the people who claim to be God claim to be Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada has commented that if their claim to Godhood is that they are Krishna, why not just accept Krishna? We don't know about them. They may or may not be Krishna, but we know for sure that Krishna is Krishna, so why not just accept Krishna? He gave the example that in Calcutta there was a man who could imitate the barking of dogs. And he would have performances and people would pay money to hear his imitation of the barking of dogs. And Srila Prabhupada commented that the real dog is on the street barking, but nobody cares for the real dog. But they'll pay money to hear the imitation dog. So it's like the real God is there, Krishna. He's available to anyone, but they don't want the real one. They want the imitation one. But here, everyone wants the real one, so...
Thank you very much, Mark, for your class. I could see you used the word fortune. Who is fortunate enough? We also see that Srila Prabhupada said many times, if someone is fortunate enough to come across a beautiful, I assume that doesn't mean chance, so I appreciate if you could comment on that. What does that fortune mean? Is it your karma? What is that fortune?
Well, the actual word in Sanskrit is yadrichaya, and yadrichaya is sometimes translated as by good fortune or somehow or other. Sometimes it's translated somehow or other. But what it really comes down to is the mercy of a devotee. If someone gets the mercy of a devotee, he can understand who he is, who God is, what his relationship with God is, and he can engage in devotional service. So if someone is bewildered as to who their identity is or God's identity, we should take it that they have yet to receive the mercy of a devotee. And so we should see if we can be that devotee by whose mercy they can understand their actual identities as eternal servant of Krishna. But that yadrichaya, it means it's free, it's independent. The devotee can give that mercy or not. But devotees do want to give mercy, so... If people have performed like agyata sukriti, unknowing service to devotees, that makes them more likely to receive the mercy of the devotee to engage in devotional service. It's a big topic. I mean, it has been discussed in great detail. So somehow or other, if people get a chance to do some service to devotees, it will help them to eventually come to the stage where they can accept Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gave the example, someone goes to the temple and they see the deity, they appreciate the deity. It's like 1 cent credit they get. Or they, they bow down, it's 1 cent credit. They take prasad, it's like 1 cent. So all these little things they do without really knowing what they're doing. But it's like 1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent, and it all adds up. And eventually it will add up to $100. And when you have $100, you can actually do something with it. So somehow or other, if people can be engaged, it will add up. And eventually they'll be able to understand who they are, who is Krishna, and what is their relationship. Any other?
I had one request. At the end, if you can just announce, I have Valmiki Ramayan by His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj for sale upstairs with Prasadam. So if you just at the end, if you want to please announce.
I would just
Should I do that?
Otherwise it's like playing telephone, so
Hare Krishna, so in the Prasadam hall, in the Prasadam we have a book table with the Valmiki Ramayana in 4 or 5 different languages. We have it by His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj. So in English, Hindi, Gujarati, Marathi, and Telugu, we have these 5 languages. Normally we sell it for 15, but today Ram Navami is special, it's for $12. So please, if you have a copy, take one and maybe give to somebody. It's good for the English.
All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Kalachandji ki jai. Sri Sri Gauranitai ki jai. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
So the children are going to dance camp today.